Have we?
No.
Now we started.
All right, welcome back to Versatility.
Episode 2.
Episode 2, baby. I can't believe we're back.
Big things are happening.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. How are you feeling?
I'm okay. I drank a little too much last night.
Same.
College. College is doing me dirty.
Always.
I have to enjoy it for the last few months that I'm here.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go hard every single day.
Kind of feels like it, but no.
No, I feel good, though. I mean, I don't know. I kind of woke up this morning, drank 3 cups of coffee, crap ton of water.
Same right now.
Yeah, took Advil, ate a hefty breakfast, and then started grinding on homework. There's no time to waste.
Dang, yeah. Time is money.
Time is
money. When you're in this business. No, I woke up this morning and walked into the living room, and there were like 6 bottles of Pedialyte.
Oh my gosh.
And like coffee was being made and stuff. And I was like, yes, we all are on the same page.
I think that my favorite part of like waking up from like a night with like my friends or whatever is like debriefing.
The debrief
of like what everyone did, who hooked up with who, how drunk everyone got.
All the tea.
There's always so much tea that morning.
Yes.
Last night, especially, we got in a little brawl with the roommates, but we worked it out.
Ooh.
I know.
I'll hear about that more later, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was it was fun.
Or we could talk about it. Podcast, I'm kidding.
Yeah, but wait, did you take Advil this morning?
Tylenol.
Because
sometimes if I don't eat and I take Advil, I get nauseous.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still nauseous and I didn't even take Advil. Right. But
I feel like you take so many pills. I feel like you literally bombard yourself with like vitamin A, B, C, and D.
Well, yeah. Okay, so that sounds bad. I take a lot of pills. But no, I'm very into like the homeopathic ones. Like there's like fruit and vegetable pills that I take.
Really?
Yeah.
Just take a one a day.
I probably should. I feel like
that's a lot easier.
Because then I take like vitamin B, GABA, John Wort or whatever. St. John's Wort. I don't know.
Never heard of it.
I do like one emergency or an airborne every day, or I try to. I made 2 cups of tea this morning.
You are going off.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Uh-huh. I feel like that's a set.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you take PrEP too, right?
Yes.
That's one of
That one too, yeah.
That's one of your pills that you've added to your collection,
uh-huh.
right? Right. I've been on it for about a month and a half now.
Yeah. I've been on it for like half a month.
Half a month? Right.
That's good. Dude, my doctor wants me to get like a checkup.
And yeah, stuff. I know. I think my time's coming up too.
Yeah. They said 3 or 4 weeks. Mm.
For everyone who doesn't know what PrEP is, it's like, it's not really birth control, but it's like, for guys.
It's
for
like,
gays.
That's what I tell people though when they ask, because the straights don't know, but I tell them it's like gay birth control kind of.
Right. It's to prevent HIV, right?
Yes.
It's to something that most gay men take just because people are sexually active, and HIV and AIDS is like a huge thing.
Uh-huh.
You just gotta be careful.
Yeah.
It's just a precaution.
It's once a day. It's just a precaution, though.
Right.
It's like, I think my parents were kind of freaking out when I was like, I'm going on PrEP, but it's not like...
Mm-hmm. No, it's not like a,
you know? Also, kind of not really off topic. I don't know. So, yeah, it's to prevent HIV. I wish I knew more of, like, the science behind it. Mm-hmm. Probably should do some research. But,
We just hear popping pills.
Yeah. Hello. But, no, because the HIV rates are like the highest they've been since the epidemic in the 80s.
Really?
Yeah, like today they're the highest ever since.
Wait, what?
Uh-huh.
That's actually...
Which is a little scary, so we have to be safe, yeah.
Oh my God, yeah. You cannot be reckless, especially right now.
But I saw something else.
Now with the pandemic and the freaking...
Yeah.
There's two. We're battling both.
What else is God going to throw at us?
We're warriors.
Uh-huh. We are so brave. But I also saw something about how Biden just entered office, but how like... In the next 5 years, he wants to somehow get the HIV
thing
back under wraps. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I saw like a post of like all the things he's planning on doing in the first few months. Super exciting. Yeah.
That's good. That's great.
Mm-hmm. So yes.
All right.
Oh, yeah. So we said this is episode 2, but episode 1 came out a few days ago.
Yeah. We just released her. It was like our birth of the baby.
Mm-hmm. She's alive.
I know. We got a lot of great feedback.
Yes, we did.
A lot of support, which we're so thankful for. I know I told my family, all of my closest friends, we posted about it. We had our group of friends just like chime in and
about it. This is not a flex. It was super sweet. I had friends from high school that I haven't talked to in like 3 or 4 years texting me how proud they were and like how much they loved it.
Yeah.
Obviously, friends from college.
Right.
A few of my cousins. I'm really close with my cousins. So
that's
like
good.
A few of them congratulated me. I love them so much. Haven't told my parents yet, but maybe we'll get there.
Yeah, I told my parents this morning, and they're on the bandwagon right now.
Yeah.
But it's been a great time. I really appreciate everyone who's like been on this journey with us, and they've been super just
supportive. And even the people that we're not super close with like have like texted me, like asking questions, and they're like really insightful questions, and I love answering them. It's like, not that I'm the teacher, but like,
no, but I think it's great to somewhat inform other people. Like, it's not everyone knows a gay person, like,
yeah, and sometimes it's so hard for people to like know how to ask. We're both very approachable,
yeah, we are
social people, so,
but there's always like, I don't know, I feel, not that I get bombarded with questions, but sometimes I feel like overwhelmed, and I'm glad that I'm able to be to someone.
People
come to
sometimes have come to me and said like, I don't want to offend you, or like, I don't know how to ask, and I'm like, if you start with that, it's really nice, because then you know they're not coming from like a bad place.
Yeah, I don't think really many people are coming from a bad place, especially like people that we know. It's more of just like curious, like they're all
curious. Genuinely curious. Yeah,
exactly.
Same with my parents. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yes, so the podcast is now out on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, and then we're filming it because we want to get it on YouTube as well.
Yes.
Just for,
we're both beautiful. We want you to look at us. Like,
no, that's not why we're doing it. But we just want, I don't know, it's just another outlet
it's
for
fun,
us. Yeah, and it's just, we might as well put it out on whatever we can. And it's our little passion project. We're
going to really
give it our all. With that being said, let's roll the intro song and get into the meat of the podcast.
Let's do it. I'm obsessed with that song.
Yeah, it's literally my new favorite. Alexa play versatility.
Play the intro. Yeah. new running song.
Could you imagine it's just on repeat? Like, yeah, it would be actually
like
really
the, whatever the 9 second clip. Yeah. Like, you know, on YouTube when it's like 1 hour, like whatever song, 1 hour repeat. Yeah. Sometimes I listen to those.
Why? I only listen
if
to
I love a song that much. I don't know. Sometimes I do.
I think I listen to Dua Lipa more than anybody else. I think I was like her top 0.1%.
Oh, damn. Okay, yes, I'll give that to you. You listen to her more than I do now, but I have been on the Dua Lipa train for years.
The only reason why you're on the Dua Lipa train is because you like saw her from your balcony in Mexico like 5 years.
Yes,
like,
okay. Well, no, so let's talk about it. Yeah. In high school, like sophomore, junior year, so this was like, what, 6 years ago? Mm-hmm. Dua, I am your day one stan, if you're out there.
Where were you again?
What? Oh, well, okay, yeah. So I listened to her like junior year of high school. I heard my first song with her, and then she blew up like, like 2015. Shout out. No, but then in like 2017 or 2018, my family was in the Bahamas, and right as we got to the hotel, it was a beautiful hotel, but they were like advertising to see tickets to go to Dua's performance at the hotel. It was kind of like a weird thing, like that the hotel was having her to, I had no idea too. Like, it wasn't like this planned thing. We were staying there because of her, but no, tickets were like $300. We got to work on that, Dua.
Yeah.
But so my parents were like, not happening. And I was like, okay, me and my sister were a little sad, but then that night
we saw her from your balcony.
Yeah. I'm dragging this out. But we watched her perform with takeout or room service on our hotel
balcony. I remember getting those Snapchats. You were like, literally, like, I was so jealous.
It was kind of the coolest thing that's ever happened to me. The fact that our hotel was like on the side, or our hotel room was on the side that was facing the concert too, and we were like 10 stories up or whatever. Honestly, so dope. Okay, enough about me bragging.
Right. Hopefully she's at Coachella whenever that happens.
Yes.
We were supposed to go this past year.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Rona.
And then it was supposed to be in October, and then now here we are.
Yeah, we still have our tickets.
Yeah, the new lineup should have been released for this year, you know?
Oh, for this April? True, because it always happens in, like, December.
Right.
Us and our festivals.
I know. I was really excited to go, but it's okay.
Me too. Also, Lib, Lightning in a Bottle, kind of a underground, quirky festival, but a lot of people, like, near us in San Luis Obispo go, and it seems really fun. I've never been.
Yeah, I do.
I was supposed to go, but it'll happen. It'll happen. Maybe I'll bring my kids when we're older.
Coachella, they're 5 years old, and we're, like, raving.
Oh, yeah, because if you're below five, you go to Coachella for free.
I was thinking about bringing my little brother.
Yes.
He was, what? He's 8 now, but a few years back, I was like, damn, what if I brought him to Coachella?
Yeah. Also, how do they check? Probably, like, a birth certificate or something.
I have no
idea. He doesn't look below five.
Alrighty.
Today's episode is a Q&A.
Yes.
Did we already say that?
No, I don't.
Oh.
No. Surprise.
Oh, surprise.
Yeah.
That's all we know, really, though. Like, I think we have an idea of a couple of the questions, but for the most part, we're going in blind.
Yeah. I mean,
be super fun.
Yeah. We asked our friends and family, and then to submit some questions that they were curious about.
Uh-huh. A lot of our friends, our families.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're going to be, like, two in... I don't know. We'll see. Actually, I have no idea what they're going to be.
Yeah,
so, instead of rolling, we're going to have Noah ask them. So,
behind the scenes. You guys ready?
Uh-huh.
You don't have to pee anymore, Dante?
No. Dude, I'm over here chugging water.
Yeah, relax, Dante.
All right. Question one. What is your main goal with doing this podcast?
Okay. I think that the basic answer, but also, like, what we're trying to do, just mm-hmm. you know, is entertain. Yeah. We're entertainers, born entertainers. Make people laugh.
Yeah, but also to provide a somewhat of a safe space, you know? I think it's super important to, I kind of taught this in the first podcast or first episode, but I really would have loved to be able to relate to someone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's not that many gay actors or like people that are out there that we can relate to.
And representation really matters. Yeah. So.
And I remember the first time I watched Queer Eye, and like that was like the biggest, most.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it because I was able to somewhat identify with someone on the cast, and like each person on that.
Who are you?
I wish I could say I'm Anthony. I mean,
we all want to be Anthony. I think I'm Bobby.
You are. You're construction management. Uh-huh. Not that that's all he is.
Hammer and a nail. No, but like interior designing.
But all five of those people have something that I like about them personally.
Yes,
that
each something have, you identify with, or like I learned so much from them.
So much. Yeah. There's, and it's, I don't know. I
having kinda shows like that to watch, having artists like whoever to listen to, mm-hmm. and having things like this that you can tune into. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like since the first episode came out, like, a lot of my friends have been texting me, like, congratulating me, and it feels amazing. But, like, a few of my friends who are also gay, who, especially the ones that are, like, maybe a couple years younger, mm-hmm. a couple of them have reached out, and, the sweetest text ever.
Yes.
It makes my whole month. It makes my year.
No, like, it puts the biggest smile on my face, and that's not why we're doing this, but I don't know. It's a good time.
All right, that's the goal.
Yes.
Next question we got, what's your craziest dating app story?
Oh. Just any dating app?
I mean, there's
well, like the juiciest ones always come from Grindr.
Always, yeah. They always do.
My craziest story, to start things off, I didn't even meet up with them, but one time a few years ago, I was in Hawaii with my family, but one night I was like alone in the hotel room, like getting a little frisky. And I decided to message these guys. It was like two like 60-year-old men that were looking for a third. For legal reasons, I was 18. But we ended up flirting and like sending a lot of messages, and then they sent me pictures of like, you know, those metal and leather harnesses. No, I want you to visualize this. Like those leather harnesses, like the sex swings. And they sent me pictures of one of those, and they were like, for you, we set this up. And then there was like, they sent me another picture of a massage table that they'd set up for me. First of all, I love a massage, but not with them. So.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you, next. That's my craziest story, I guess. How about you?
Yeah, I kind of, this kind of relates to when I went down to Santa Barbara
a few months ago. Yes.
I was in the car, hooking up with someone and whatever, just driving around, hooking up. And then I turned down a one-way street.
Oh!
And I was, he was like kissing me or whatever. And I was going down and kissing. And there were literally cars coming towards us, and I had to swerve into someone's driveway. I almost got a car accident, so I was all over the place.
Dude, I almost crashed the car that weekend too. But yeah, gays can't drive.
you literally ran through that red light.
Shush.
On our way home back.
We are on camera, this is being recorded.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, one-way streets are my worst nightmare.
Yeah, there's a lot in slow too. Yeah, not the best driver.
We're not made for them.
Not at all, but it's okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, next.
Okay, so now we have, if you had to compare your sex life to one candy, what would it be?
Oh, a candy.
Oh my gosh.
Candy.
I would want to say, oh, well, look, there they are.
Oh, how convenient. We have the lovely Chromatica Oreos. Do you want one?
Yeah, I'll take
one. Just save it for later. Yeah.
A little snack for the end. We had fruit last time, now we have Oreos.
Oh, fruit. Now we're back to Oreos, like, it's kind of going downhill. But, no, my roommate Steffi, love her. She bought 3 or 4 packs of the Chromatica Oreos, and we've gone through like 2 of them.
Yeah. I have one of them on my wall right now.
Oh, yeah. Like, you have the wrapper framed up on your wall.
Yeah. It's kind of funny.
We're big fans. Huge of the fans. Oreos and Gaga.
Yeah, mostly. So.
That's maybe my candy because I love Oreos, and they're pink and green. They're really cool colors, and I'm obsessed with Lady Gaga.
Yeah, you are.
Hey, just an Italian showing love for another beautiful Italian.
Right. Shout out Stephanie.
Stephanie Germanata, queen.
Yes. I would say my sex life, I don't know, this just kind of pops up, but like Taste the Rainbow, baby. Skittles forever.
Skittles, yes.
I love Skittles, probably. Oh, I also love M&M's.
Skittles is a better answer.
Yeah. Very more inclusive. But yeah, Skittles, I don't know. I don't know why.
The chewy is kind of like sexy, I don't know. Ooh, Pop Rocks is a good answer.
A tingle in the mouth?
Sure. No, but that's gross. Like my favorite candy. So.
Oh my god.
Really good. That yeah, tingles in your mouth. Okay. Dirty mind.
No, I'm just. That's what it does.
Yeah, true.
Alrighty.
What is one gay stereotype that is actually true?
We can't drive for sure. Yeah, we've been over this.
That and gay stereotype. We all love our iced coffee. It's
yup.
It's actually, I drink, I think, 2 or 3 coffees a day.
Wait, that's, you need to get that checked out.
I'm somewhat a caffeine addict. No, I'm not. But I don't know. I guess iced coffee. Yes.
Every time I see hot coffee or like someone makes me hot coffee, I'm like genuinely like, what is this?
Yeah, I'm like, do you have any ice cubes, please?
But yeah. Mm-hmm. So stereotypes, yeah, those would be the main ones. A lot of them, like, we're into ourselves. No, shut up.
Yeah.
You're into yourselves too. Mm-hmm. Heteros.
We love our vodka sodas. I think that's another big one.
They're just light and crisp and they do the job.
I
know.
When we were going down to bars, when they were open, I remember both of us getting either AMFs, Adios Motherfuckers.
The filthiest things on the planet. Like in general, but especially when we were in LA.
Yes, we got a lot of those. Oh my god,
yeah. It's the AMFs.
It's the AMFs and the vodka sodas.
And the vodka sodas, yes.
A little bit of, there is lime, right? That's what
lime. Jalapeno.
Ooh.
Put that tahine. Well, now it's not even a vodka soda anymore. We're making like a margarita, which we also love.
Yeah. All right, Noah.
Now I need a drink.
All right, next we got, what would you guys say is the hardest part about being a D1 athlete?
Ooh, okay. Well, I quit after freshman year. Mm-hmm. Peace. Loser. couldn't take the heat. No, but that's kind of it. Like, I don't know. I swam for my entire life growing up, and I swam in college. Like, once I got over that whole hump of like, okay, Dante, you're not going to the Olympics. My goal growing up was to swim in college. Mm-hmm. Yes, get it. And so once I, you know, finished my first year and I did well, got best times, I was like, I have kind of checked every box that I really wanted to and made all my best friends.
Yeah.
So I kind of wanted to put my time and my energy, like, holy shit, it's so draining for time and energy.
Yeah.
Put that somewhere else. So that's kind of like my reason for quitting.
Right. But I think the hardest part for me still is just like the whole time management behind it. It's our schedules are so hectic all the time, and especially waking up every day at 5 and then having to go to bed. I remember
that's
like,
a lot.
Yeah, I remember freshman year, my roommate, Frat King, he would, like, there was an instance where he was coming home from a party at like 5 a.m. and I was like just about like getting ready to go to practice.
Oh,
and it was such a weird like interaction, and it was just like, God, we live two separate lives.
Literally, I had those instances with my freshman year roommates too. Like, one of them was an architect major, so he would like stay at the studio until whatever, 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I would literally be like making my oatmeal going to morning practice, and he would be getting home from studio whack.
I know, it's all about time and balance and, you know, social life, and you want to do things, and we're in such a beautiful place, so we wanted to explore it, but there's no way to like commit to practice in school, and like, oh my god, it gets exhausting.
But yeah, we do want to take advantage of where we are. You have a couple months of swimming left.
No, 20 days.
Oh shit.
Yeah, literally 20 days. Not that I'm counting. I am counting. I literally have a countdown app on my phone. It's been 16 years, so I'm ready.
Emotional.
I'm ready to
sense some emotions coming.
I actually probably will cry in my very last practice. It's gonna be sad, but I'm okay. I'm gonna be ready for the next chapter.
Get over it.
Yeah.
Okay, next, what is your biggest turn on and your biggest turn off?
Wait, damn. Okay.
Ooh.
Turn off.
This is for like someone we're like done a date, right?
Oh, okay. Like relationship.
Right, not just talking
about like, oh, when someone like chews with their mouth closed, like, let's be okay.
Yeah.
But chew with your mouth closed.
Right.
I'm actually really bad at that. Anyways.
Let's start off with biggest turn off.
Okay. My biggest turn off, I would say, if you smell bad.
Yeah, that's actually, that was literally was what I was going to say.
Telepathy.
Yes.
Smelling bad, dirty clothes. I don't know. Turn off, like a sexual turn off. That's really hard. Well, if you're uninterested, like if you're on your phone when I'm trying to talk to you.
The worst.
Like,
if you're on your Apple Watch. I had an instance where the guy I was talking to, like, he was always on his phone, or he was always like slapping his Apple Watch, and I was like,
enough. Oh, I don't even.
Yeah.
He's tracking calories while you guys are hooking up.
Yeah, it's like, interesting. Uh-huh. Like, turn off. Like, could you imagine if you're hooking up with someone, they're like, I need to close my ring, so like, let's get it
50
going.
50 more calories.
Uh-huh.
But then biggest turn off for you. I stole the smelling one.
Yeah. And I guess, what else is there? Someone, I don't even know, but just turn off. Someone help me.
We're not like judgmental people.
No, not at all.
You just kind of feel a certain type of way.
Yeah, you can kind of read the room.
Read the room, love. Biggest turn on for me, eye contact. Obsessed.
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 Biggest turn on for me, I'm a big advocate for someone who, like, can keep a conversation going. Like, that's not really a turn on. Turn on, sexually.
Banter. Wait, you're trying to say banter, I think. Also, I have my laptop open, but I'm literally staring at nothing. Mm-hmm. So, there we go.
I want to say, like, I don't know, I'm into someone who's, like, active and people who are themselves and are mm-hmm. open and are not scared about who they are. Like, that's attractive to me.
Yes.
If you're confident, like,
similar interests. That's, yeah, like, always. The most important thing, yeah.
Exactly.
We're not out here dating a brick. So.
You guys ready for the next one?
Yeah.
All right, this one's a good one. Okay, because you guys live in a town with such a small dating pool, have you guys ever found each other competing for a guy?
The short answer is yes.
Yeah, we have.
A few times. We're never mad at each other, but it's fun.
Yeah, if we both swipe on the same person or end up hooking up with... I don't think we've hooked up with the exact same person. I think we've just, like, kind of...
talk to
the same person.
Whatever, on
Tinder, Hinge, Grindr.
Because it is, like, a smaller community, like... We live in California. We're never, like, you know, dying. Like, there's never, like, mm-hmm. no one around. But
right.
small-ish town, Central California.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think... We've never gotten mad at each other. It's more fun. It's, like, just kind of, like, LOL, I can't believe I'm talking to...
Yeah.
John Doe. And then you're like, oh, my God, I talked to John Doe
as well. John Doe, like, that's, like, when someone dies and they don't know who it is, right?
Oh, really? I thought this is just, like, the most generic name.
Oh.
Isn't that what people say?
I have no idea what I'm even trying to say. But, yeah.
Yeah. But that's about it. I don't think
I'm trying to get with my guys.
We have different types, I feel like.
Whatever.
All right, now.
What's your best and worst hookup?
I don't want to rank them all. They all have a special place in my heart.
Yeah. I think,
love you all.
Oh, geez. I think my best hookup is with... God, I'm just, like, thinking about... Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
I'm wearing sweatpants. I can't get too excited over here. Do I need to censor yourself?
Censor. My best hookup, I think it was with this guy. I drove, like, an hour to go hook up with him. Like, okay. I was in the car, like, mobbed. But, I mean, I don't need to get into too depth of, like, what exactly we did, but...
No, we want more.
Okay. Yeah, I was just more... He was hot. I don't know. It was a good time. We both got into it. We ended up hooking up multiple times, and... The rest is history.
So y'all are married or what?
That's the goal. I don't even know if we follow each other on Instagram, to be honest.
Oh, damn.
One of those.
Best for me... I don't like to rank them. I already said that, but, like... That one time I had a date where, like, we got breakfast the morning after, and it was mm-hmm. super sweet because I don't, like, do that normally. Not that I'm not into it. It just, like, never works out that way.
Right.
I don't know. So that, like, the hookup and stuff, yeah, great. But, like, it was, like, we're real people besides that, too. Yeah.
There was more than, like, 10 words exchanged.
Yes.
Which is good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think my worst hookup, though, I've only done this once, like, so, like, no one come for me, but I hooked up with someone who's, like, over 30 years old and...
Whore.
I regret it. I don't know. It's not my type. I was just bored and lonely. I just wanted a hug.
Just wanted to feel something.
No, I was...
But I'm not judging.
No, it's... You gotta play the field, right, to know what you like.
Yeah.
Isn't that what people say?
Hey.
Batter up.
Let's play, bitch. Sports.
I don't have no...
Let's play with someone's balls.
Oh, my God.
Okay, what advice would you give someone struggling with coming out or being comfortable with their sexuality?
Oh, this one's a little deep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're both pretty new to coming out.
Yes, we're not experts, mm-hmm. but...
But, the question was...
What would we say? We want to be a resource, too.
Yeah, so. I think it's... Just be yourself. I think that's the most uh-huh. important thing. After I came out, I got so many compliments of people telling me how much more happy I seemed.
And that is so true. We talk about how, like, you started, like, glowing.
Yeah, and I've been more of myself, and I've been less reactive, because there were so many times that I wouldn't be myself, because I didn't want people to assume that I was gay. And, like, mm-hmm. God forbid people know that.
So in your head about, you're saying certain things, you're mm-hmm. walking a certain way, the clothes you wear, the music you listen to, like...
Yeah, it's so much better just to be yourself. Like, mm-hmm. Now I live with 4 straight guys, and, like, I can wear a face mask in the house without them being like, why are you wearing a face mask?
Like, that's self-care. That's so true. You wouldn't have done that before you mm-hmm. were out to them. Yeah.
Yeah, and I can just, it's just all about being yourself. And True. I am so happy that I came out, and I'm so happy that I am like who I am, and I have no regrets. And
good. It's just it's when you're ready, you know that. So I think my answer, which is kind of piggybacking off of yours, mm-hmm. is like consciously work to surround yourself with people who support you and accept you for who you are, especially once you are comfortable with it and you start to come out. Like if you have toxic people in your life, they gotta go.
They got to go.
Even like, not saying like cut your family off, but like mm-hmm. if things are really bad, just tell yourself, like if your family's not accepting, tell yourself that when you go off to school or when you like get a, you know, like a real job and you become independent, like you keep people in your life that are there for a positive reason. So like, right.
I know I had a great coming out journey, whatever, but all the people that I told were super accepting, and I was able to like just be more like there was no more lies, you know, I was constantly lying to people because I had no idea how to really express myself. And now here I am being freely openly talking about like things that are just going on in my life and boys and struggles. And it's like, it's okay to open up. It's okay mm-hmm. It's okay.
It's weird sometimes, like hearing myself talk about the things I know I wouldn't have ever thought of even talking about to people before.
Could you imagine like a year ago right now, like I could have never seen myself, you know? I was like, I'm never gonna come out. I'm never gonna be like myself. And
you start to like, not to make someone spiral at home, but like you start to think like, is it ever gonna happen? Am mm-hmm. I meant to come out?
Yeah.
Well, even now, sometimes I'm like, am I going to get married? Mm-hmm. We hope.
Yeah.
We'll see. Maybe when I'm like 50, I'll settle down. I don't know. But yeah.
I have no regrets. Like I said, that's earlier, and it's always going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully.
Also, we've been talking about this for a hot minute, but like coming out to yourself and loving and accepting yourself is the very first step.
It took me 20, whatever, whenever I realized that I was gay, whatever, you know, like, mm-hmm. it took me so long to come to terms with it, and it was always a constant struggle. But once you, like, just love yourself, that's all that matters.
The rest gets better.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Other people's opinions don't really matter.
True.
It's all about you.
I feel like we should talk about this more in depth later. Like, we could have a whole episode dedicated to kind of this sort of thing. Yeah.
Okay, next one's pretty good, too. What is your ideal threesome? And I don't count because that's the obvious choice.
Mm-hmm. Noah. I love Shawn Mendes. Send me to sleep, baby. I really do. And Noah.
He said threesome. Oh, and yo, those like latest pictures
on Instagram.
Oh my God. The ones that got removed. Oh my God. I'm not even like a diehard fan of him, but those pictures did something to me.
I'm sure it did.
So those are your two?
Yeah. Shawn and Noe.
Noe, my threesome would probably be, is it whack of me to say the Hemsworth brothers?
A little bit, like, yes.
Okay, I don't even care anymore. Liam and Chris, I'm like big fans of them and I don't even know their names. Liam and Chris Hemsworth, yes. Yeah. Some Australian kahuna men.
They are men, that is for sure.
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
So that's that.
We can collab. We can share.
Let's collab.
Okay. Next is, what's the story behind your beef freshman year?
Oh, I don't even know why I said that. I would say, when I think of our beef, I think of that one time at Farmer's Market.
Okay, when I have a different story.
I think you told me to shut up, and I was like, fuck you. And then I like stormed off, and we were freshmen, and freshmen weren't allowed to have cars. So the seniors that were like on the swim team drove us to Farmer's Market, uh-huh. and they were there.
I don't even remember this.
Oh, damn. This is like what I consider to be our beef. And so they drove us there, and they were hanging out, but I was like, Brandon Coots, like, we're leaving. And they mm-hmm. drove me home, and we left you downtown at the Farmer's Market.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I think, what I remember is you getting mad that Brandon Coots and I ate your steaks.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So there were four of us.
So
okay, you go.
The story behind it. So winter training, we had to stay with upperclassmen because we got kicked out of the dorms. So mm-hmm. we had to stay with these two guys, Brandon and Coots and
Illy.
And we like obviously had like no real way to like, I mean, we had groceries and whatnot, but then you left for a few days and like we didn't think you were coming back because you had to go take some tests. And
a school test.
Yeah, and you had bought some steaks and like they were just in the freezer. We're like, oh, let's just like eat them, like we might as well. And
you're going to hell.
And we made them, then you came back like the next day and we're like, holy shit. And then you asked about them and I was like, we ate them.
Cause I, being the generous king that I am, bought 4 steaks for the 4 of us to enjoy together. Just some bros cooking steaks, eating steaks.
We feasted without you, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I left for like 2 days and I came back and the steaks were gone. Okay. Imagine how you would feel.
People don't care.
But that's our beef. You don't know how I feel.
I was just watching that show with...
Wait, what's it called?
1,000... No one knows this. What is it?
1,000 Pound Sisters, Guilty Pleasure.
Yeah, that's his... We've been binging. I walk into the house and it's him like binge eating.
Yeah.
Eating and binge watching.
It has been on a lot.
I'm embarrassed here. To have it on.
Yeah,
you should be. No, it's fine. We all have those like weird shows that we watch that no one really knows about.
What's your favorite show? Now I'm running the Q&A.
My favorite show... I love Schitt's Creek. Watch it on repeat.
Yep.
Always the best show ever.
Uh-huh.
Modern Family... Which actually just come to realize, like, they both have like gay characters in it, so like kind of that's why I'm drawn to
that show. Yeah.
What are your favorite shows?
Oh well, those two are really good. I love Schitt's Creek. I just finished The Crown.
Oh, okay.
Really good. Yeah. Dude, the Princess Diana season.
That's awesome. The only reason why I want to watch it is for that reason.
Love her. Mm-hmm. Favorite show ever? I love Survivor. Obsessed. I need to like.
You need to be on the show.
Let's audition right now. I like joke about auditioning and I'll like make a Snapchat, but no, I really, since I've like been 6 years old, it's been my only dream is like be on Survivor. So mm-hmm. Jeff Probst, pick me.
What are the top 3 qualities you look for in someone?
Tall, dark, handsome.
Me. You're looking at him, sweetie.
Me. God.
A cook.
For real though? Ooh, a cook.
We love Anthony Brodsky. Come over.
Cook for me.
Please. I would love for someone that I end up spend the rest of my life with to be a better cook than I am. I'm not good. I just make pasta and fajitas every day.
Yeah, dude, I'm sick of these stir fries.
Okay, first of all, my stir fries are pretty good.
I'm kidding. They're good. They're good. We collab a lot, too.
We do a nightly dinner, or weekly dinners, let me say. We just grab some random ingredients and hope for the best.
Oh, what's the best thing we've made together? Nachos? Those nachos.
That might have been the best thing we've ever made.
Yeah.
I should upload it.
Life-changing. There's pictures.
Right.
We'll drop it. Are we doing this together? Like, our collective 3 favorite things? Cook?
Yeah, I think we kind of have the same, like, type of...
Low-key.
We both want someone who cooks for us. I would say a sense of humor. Who doesn't like a sense of humor?
Ooh, that's my number one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I am really sarcastic, and I think I'm so funny. Mm-hmm.
We're funny people, and we know it. So keep up.
No
bricks in 2021.
Yeah. Sense of humor, good cooking quality in them, and then what's your
in touch with their emotions.
Yeah, I'm a crier.
Yeah, not afraid. Oh, you're a crier?
Big crier.
Not that he has to be like down to cry once a day, but yes.
You must check that off your not bucket list, your daily list of mental breakdown.
Yes.
I think my third one would be someone who loves like going on adventures and doing outdoorsy things. Like,
I'm stealing that one too.
Yeah, see, I told you we're kind of the same.
Yeah.
Right. Next.
Grindr or Tinder, baby?
See, none of the above.
I'm a Tinder guy. Tinder for sure. Like, I'm on Grindr, but wait. I'm getting the names mixed up, I think. No, I'm a Tinder guy.
Yes, you are. Yeah. I don't like any dating apps, really. I really try to stray away from them. They're just not for me. They're kind of toxic. They're manipulative. You get left on read a lot. It's just not where I want to be.
Yeah.
Like, your self-confidence really goes down when you're on those apps. You go on there to get, like, self... Like, you want...
Validation.
Yeah, and that's not good for anybody,
I feel like. It's not. Because then, I mean, I don't think we're like this, but I know a lot of people, like, seek their validation, like it's like a drug, like they need it from these apps.
Yeah,
we're not out here judging, like we are not perfect either.
No, I mean, of course, I go on Grindr and then I delete it the next day. I redownload it 2 days later.
Yes, you do.
It's bad. I go on it because
he also blocked me on Grindr.
Okay. It's because I don't want to accidentally send you nudes. So
fair.
So you're welcome for that.
Damn it.
But they are just, I don't know. I want to meet someone essentially naturally.
Naturally,
we'll see how that
goes. It would be fun.
I mean, just like see me at a Starbucks and like tap me on the shoulder and tell me I look good. Like, that's what I'm down for.
Ooh, let's find a barista. Nah.
No, we already want to cook. We can't have it all. We can't be that picky.
We can't all have Channing Tatums. Right. That's what my roommates say.
Really?
Yeah.
Of course they do. That's their ideal man.
Mm-hmm. All right, never on. We got, how many shots would it take for you to sleep with a girl?
30.
I don't know. I mean, I have hooked up with girls before. It's not that I'm like defining to like one. I don't know. I kind of go with whatever I'm into them.
No labels, no boxes.
Yeah. So it depends. I don't know. Sometimes I get like really horny when I'm drunk, and then sometimes I'm like, get the hell away from it. It just depends on like the type of mood I'm in.
In terms of a girl though, dude,
I don't know.
I'm gay.
Sorry, I'm gay. But I don't know. I think maybe like, I'm gonna say like 12. No, okay. that's actually a lot. Maybe like a bottle of wine and like get me in the mood and.
Okay. Wow, this is interesting. I'm gonna say 12 for me. 12 okay. Shots of something strong.
12 shots of, remember that like what Vine or TikTok's like.
Two one, shots of vodka.
Yeah, two shots and then just
like that, like that. Yeah, that's what I. Yeah.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Do you remember the first moment you realized you were gay?
Yeah, literally walking by a Calvin Klein like. Still wearing like TJ Maxx. I think that's like the first time I like was like, holy crap, what am I? Like, I'm not supposed to. I guess I kind of like, questioned myself. Like, oh, like why am I kind of into that and like not into the Victoria's Secret models that are supposed to be like the norm. But that's kind of the first time I was like questioning, like, what am I like? I don't know. Not that I like sat there and like dwelled on it and was like, what am I? You know?
Yeah,
like,
you didn't know when you were younger. Like, you didn't even know how to think about it. So.
Yeah, there was, I had no idea what gay even was, you know?
True.
There wasn't stuff on like any platform or stuff that I could relate to.
Yeah.
How about you?
There was never like a moment where I knew, but like I look back now and there were so many signs.
There was a lot of signs.
I was like really into art as a kid. Art is not gay, but like, you know, it's you're more in touch with like the finer things.
Yeah, and I would say that too. Like, I'm into like face masks and self-care and like, but first of all, hygiene is not any way supposed to be just for girls. I think it's important that you also take care of yourself.
There's like a stereotype though.
Yeah, like there's not. Yeah.
I wore my dad's shoes too, but I used to wear my mom's heels like around the house. Mm-hmm. This was when I was like five. Yeah. I don't know. So that was honestly, or like, this is kind of funny. When I was four, or like three and a half, four. This is like one of the youngest things I remember, or it's in my memory. And my mom and I were like on a walk, and she was pregnant with my sister, and she goes, "What should we name your sister?" And I go, "Pink and purple." And she was like, "No, a name. Like, what name?" And
no, Dante.
I was like, "Pink and purple." Like, I wanted to name my little sister Pink and Purple.
Yeah. I don't know if that... I guess. Right. Alrighty.
Next we got, what are some things that the straights say or do around you that they think is okay, but you don't like?
Okay.
I hate. I really
hate. Let's piss some people off right now.
I hate you. No. I don't like when someone... assumes that me and you are dating. I don't that when they're like, "Oh my god, have you ever hooked up with Dante?" I'm like, just because we're best friends and like, no, we have not. To answer everyone's questions, we have not hooked up. We are not interested in each other. We're best friends who are gonna probably keep it that way.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just friend zoned Dante. He's crying over
here. Live on camera, just got rejected. For me, same thing, because like people have asked about us, or like I lived with the gay guy last year, so there were lots of questions there. And I'll answer them, who cares? But
just like, stop.
They're very in our business, and I don't mind it, but I notice it because we're so different. Like, they're not used to gay things, so they're genuinely curious, and there's no like boundary in terms of what they ask.
Yeah, I don't mind if you're like, "Oh my god, my friend from home is also gay, anything too cute?" Like, okay, great, I'm down to see like what's up and like if we connect, but like, don't pressure me to be like, "You have to hook up with him because he's also gay and you're gay." Like, there's more than three gay guys
like
in the world.
I don't like that either. Yeah, like, someone comes to visit for the weekend and it's like y'all are getting married.
Right, like leave me out of this. It's my preference. It's what I want to do. Like, I appreciate the, like,
the gesture.
Yeah.
They're trying to be nice.
Yeah, they're trying to be a good friend. And I would do the same for, like, my straight friends. Like, "Oh my god, my friend thinks you're cute." Like, that's okay to do.
Like, yeah, okay. For like, Steffi. Mm-hmm. Like, if had a friend or something that we knew they had, like, similar interests, or we could tell, like, "Oh my god, they'd be great together," we would say something. But it's like, they'll just recommend a guy to us because he's gay.
Because. That's the only one they base off the, not because, like, we're... like we would get along really well. It's just the sole fact of they're gay, they have to hook up.
Yes.
Like,
oh, they're meant for each other. Mm-hmm. No.
No.
But whatever. Mm-hmm. Keep sending guys our way though.
Yeah. All right, next we got, if you could go back to your 8th grade self, what advice would you give to yourself about being in the closet?
I feel like you really overthink it.
Yeah.
You're in the quote unquote closet, you know? Like, being in the closet is like, you're not out to anybody, like you're to yourself, but like about your sexuality. But
yeah, because 8th grade I didn't even know for sure.
Yeah, I had no idea. I guess I kind of like have like not dealt with it, but I've come to terms with like this is who I am, and I'm so accepting of myself. And I think it's, don't put any pressure on you. Don't come out for anybody. Don't come out because you feel the need, like someone is telling you to. It's
an do it for you.
Yeah, do it for you.
And it's gonna be okay.
Yeah.
You don't have to have all the answers, because what, eighth grade?
We still don't like have all the answers right now. We're still figuring this out. Yeah. We have no idea what the hell we're doing day to day. You know, like mm-hmm. it's all gonna be a learning lesson, and it's all gonna be, you learn, you know?
A beautiful journey that sometimes hurts.
It does, and there's gonna be pain, and there's gonna be a lot of times where you cry, but it's not that you should cry all the time, but like I remember crying constantly, and it's okay. Like mm-hmm. you have to deal with emotion.
I cried a lot. Like mm-hmm. when I was like finally realizing like, damn, I'm gay.
And I don't think it's a cry because you're upset or sad like with yourself. It's more of a cry that like, it's like not, it's tears of joy. It's like, I remember like smiling and when I had this quote unquote epiphany, like I remember just like feeling a whole lot of love in myself and for who I am. And I was like, it's like I remember just,
wait, that's great.
Yeah.
Those are not the types of cries I had.
Oh, I also had those.
Yeah. I would just like, the main thing was like the fear of the unknown. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't really have any older gay men to like look at for inspiration or anything.
Or advice. I had no idea.
Yeah. So scared that to like live the rest of your life this way. But no.
I was so lucky.
I think we're both much more confident now. Not that we have all the answers for down the road, but we know things are going to be dope. Yeah. So.
And I think we're especially lucky that we have some of each other. Like we're kind of going through this whole process together.
Lucky, yeah. Or what's the word? Blessed. Blessed. I'm blessed to have you.
Yes. No, I completely agree. And It's been great to like kind of come out. We're not coming out together, but like we're on this somewhat of a journey.
We're holding hands.
We're doing this together, and it makes me smile.
Yes,
and I'm really glad.
It makes me smile. I left you a voicemail last night talking about like how amazing we are.
Yeah. You're just hyping yourself up. You literally was like,
and then you rejected me on camera today. So perfect.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm sorry.
No, I don't care. I'm over it.
But eighth grade self, I remember just. Be yourself. The people who are making fun of you, the people who are bullying you, F them.
Yes.
You know, they don't matter.
My friend, he's also gay, showed me a quote a couple months ago, and it was like, don't be a watered down version of yourself just to please other people.
Those people don't matter.
Yeah.
You know?
Don't water yourself down.
Because I feel like after I came out and I was more myself, I got closer with my friends, and I got closer with my family, and I got closer to the people who mattered in my life, and that's when the real connection started. Mm-hmm. That's when I really felt myself.
Yeah.
So that's like,
you were friends with them before, but like you always had like a glass sheet up. So
yes,
dude, that's a good analogy. The glass sheet or whatever.
Wow, you're so smart.
Oh, brilliant.
Alrighty.
All right. So the next one's from Dante's mom. Actually.
Oh, Jesus. Shout out, hi, Jeez.
And it's. What's with the love towards certain females such as Rihanna or Lady Gaga?
Oh, okay.
Oh, bad.
Also, you ate my Oreo. You ate my Oreo.
I did. They were really good.
They are good. That's why I wanted the Oreo. Anyways, Lady Gaga, Chromatica Oreos. First of all, yes, obsessed with her. Mm-hmm. And I've been a Rihanna stan since I popped out the womb, I swear. Right. I know, like, everything about her.
I am a big Ariana guy.
Same.
Miss Grande over there. She is...
just that magic.
And also when
magic.
Her and Gaga like collabed for Rain on Me, I remember us like dancing in her apartment.
We wanted to learn the dance.
The night it came out, the night Chromatica came out, we listened to the whole thing in its entirety.
Yeah.
And I remember it was just so fun.
Uh-huh. We were like, not a bad song.
We were
Sour Candy.
Yes.
Yeah.
We were learning the dance moves.
Yeah.
Okay, stop. No, we were
a singing episode.
Yes. Wait. That could be fun.
Karaoke.
Karaoke.
No, but okay, to be for real, I think, I'm speaking for both of us, like, and a lot of gay guys too are obsessed with, like, these powerful female icons because they're bad bitches, first of
Always.
All. But they live, like, so, in such inspiring, like, empowering lives.
Empowering.
Like, they live for themselves. They are strong, independent, fearless.
Fearless. And most of them are somewhat advocates for the LGBT community.
Yes, that too.
Which is, it makes it even better, you know?
Uh-huh.
I know, like, Lady Gaga, she's, like, always out there and like promoting, not promoting being gay, but be gay now.
But she herself, I think, has said she's like experimental or whatnot.
No,
she literally, there's like a video of her doing an interview somewhere, and the interviewer was like, what's the inspiration behind your latest album? And she goes, God and the gays.
Yes, always.
Yeah.
We're there for her.
Uh-huh. So yes,
next we got,
good question, mom.
How can I, as someone who is heterosexual, be an ally to the LGBT community?
Okay.
That's really good.
Wait, yeah, I love questions like this. Like, probably one of our friends, like, genuinely wanting to know what they can do.
Yeah, I think it's important to, like, watch what you're saying. You know, like, that's the biggest thing. Mm-hmm. Don't. Obviously, you gotta. Pronouns. I mean, like, for people who are not what, like, he or, you know, for, like, I am he, his, him, right? That's why those are my pronouns.
He, wait, yes, introducing ourselves, like, yeah. Dante, he, him, his.
Same for me, Daniel, he, his, him.
If anyone needed to hear that out there.
But I think you just gotta, like, it's not, I don't think it's impolite to ask someone, like, oh, like, hi, like, if you are not too sure what their pronouns are, is to be like, hi, like, mm-hmm. That's not offensive at all, personally, for me.
If someone were to ask me, I'd not be offended.
Right. And also,
I need to work on getting better about, like, respecting other people's as well. I've never been, like, super disrespectful. It's just new to me, so. Wait, what were you saying?
I don't know, I kind of lost my train of thought.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Oh, things that our straight friends can do to be a better ally.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. As a white guy, I will call a hoe out for saying the N-word. I don't care if it's in a song or anything. No.
Same with F-slur.
Yes.
I cannot stand it.
I will call people out for being, like, anti-black or anything like that, but I have a hard time if I hear someone say the F-slur or just talking badly about gays. It's definitely harder for me because then I feel like I'm defending myself versus I'm defending someone else. Mm-hmm. What I'm trying to get at is, like, as a straight person, if you are an ally and you hear someone use a slur or talk bad on anything relating to gay, you call them out.
Yeah,
sorry.
You stick them up. If you actually want to, if you are, let's say, our friend actually loves me, or, like, they love you and, like, they're actually our friend, they would stick up for us when we're not there.
Yes.
That's when they're true colors show.
Yes, yes.
So that's
behind the scenes.
Yeah, always.
You back your friends up.
Yeah, and I don't. Like, you don't have to wave a gay pride flag outside your door. Like, that's not what we're talking about. It's just more about just knowing how to.
Because that's how we kill anything, like racism, homophobia. You nip it in the bud.
Yes.
It's like all these schoolyard jokes. Like, that's how it still, like, plays out.
I hate it, you know?
Yeah.
Especially, I mean, I've had a few instances where people would call me the F slur, and it doesn't bother me anymore because, like, when I was in the closet, it did bother me. I was like, how do they, like, why are they calling me those words? Like, that's not okay. And it's not okay to call anybody that. Like, how dare you?
True. I don't even like it when gay guys say it, to be honest.
No.
There's, like, a thing trying to reclaim the word. I don't really know how I feel about it. Maybe it's just not for me.
Yeah, I agree. We can really, do without in our vocabulary.
True. There's other fun words.
Yeah.
All right, last question. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Bora Bora.
Yeah, somewhere sailing on a boat with a mojito in hand and a babe next to me.
Yeah.
No, but in all seriousness, I want to grow in my career. Like, that's why I came to college. I want to be working my way up, being successful, living in some sort of city. Like, I'm moving to San Francisco.
Dope-ass apartment.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful.
Condo. Apartment. Ooh, a condo. That's the goal.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to get married in 5 years. What, we're 21. I'm trying to live my best life, but it's just keep working on myself, keep building, keep growing, and be the best that we can be.
Yes, yes. I like your answer.
Are you just going to retweet it?
Retweet. No, my answer, like, if I want to be specific, I really want to work abroad at some point.
Oh, yeah.
For, like, at least, like, a year or something, like a short-ish period.
Okay.
So probably around the 5 year mark from now, like, is when I would want to do that somewhere dope in Europe or Australia.
That could be really fun.
Yeah,
we have to. I want to go abroad. I haven't been abroad. I've only been to Europe once. That was when I went to visit. I'm Romanian, so I visited my family, the homeland, the motherland.
Oh, he's foreign.
But yeah, I want to go abroad too. That'd be. I want to travel a lot more. I mean, once this whole pandemic ends, I'm out. I'm out. I'm going out.
I like the whole thing about working to live, not living to work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I completely agree. I am not, I mean, I'm going to focus on my career, but that's not the only thing that I'm going to focus on in my life. There's other things that I want to do. I'm not going to, I don't know, I don't want to work a 9-to-5 and then, like, only go out on the weekends. Like, I'm trying to live every single day to its fullest potential.
And I want, like, really fun hobbies. Like, I want to, like, kayak after I get off work and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Painting. Happy hours.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I want to get happy hours. Yes. Ceramics, like, I want to, like, have a spot at a studio or something.
Interesting.
I watch videos of people, like, with the wheel, and it's so therapeutic.
Yeah.
I also took a high school ceramics class.
I did,
and
too.
It was, like, my favorite thing ever.
I still have a few mugs in my room, actually, that I made.
Wait, not to brag, but I was really good at ceramics.
I remember going to your house and seeing that huge, what is that?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I made, like, if you're watching this, It's like oval shaped, and it's probably like a foot long.
It's like a vase.
It's a vase basically, but it's all ocean themed. Mm-hmm. So it has like seaweed and pearls and sand dollars and shells and waves, really, and there's cool. like holes in between the yeah. waves. So if you put a candle in, the light comes out, and yeah. it's like filtered.
It's expensive, but you literally made it in high school. So
yes,
kudos.
Mm-hmm. Wait, kind of tea. The ceramics teacher got fired because she would show up drunk all the time, and they think she touched a kid.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, way to end off the
Thank you for listening to episode two.
Yeah. No, but actually, this is the end of our little Q&A.
Uh-huh.
But we probably will like have another one later down the road, not episode three, obviously. But if there's ever questions, I feel like shoot us in DMs.
Yes, anywhere yes. else.
Like, we're more than glad to like, even if we're not going to talk about it on the podcast, we're pretty open butts, and I want to be there for people who...
Dude, same.
Who just need a little person to talk to. Like, I'm always there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, okay, so if you have our number, text us. If you don't...
DM us. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
If we get a YouTube going, put it in the comments. Yeah, we would love to answer all these unanswered questions. So, yeah. About anything.
Well, yeah. Thank you, everyone, for listening to episode two of Versatility. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to...
Seeing you next week.
Bye.